This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A European Union court issued a ruling today in the ongoing European antitrust case against Microsoft. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Lisa Napoli. Lisa, what did the court say?
Well, Alex, the court is holding fast to what the European Union had ruled earlier, and that's that Microsoft has to take its media player out of its Windows operating system and license proprietary information to competitors. That's so competitors' products can run better on Windows-operated personal computers, which, of course, dominate the world. 90% of computers on the planet run Windows. Microsoft had appealed the EU ruling that said it had to do that, but the court said while the appeals process is underway, Microsoft has to comply.
Let me just note that Microsoft does own, for another couple of weeks anyway, our partners at Slate Magazine, who co-produce Day to Day. We'll just assert that, but let me ask you, what do business analysts think that this ruling is going to mean for Microsoft?
Well, nobody's had time yet to read the entire 91-page ruling in detail, but Microsoft issued a statement this morning saying that while its lawyers do wade through the document, they do see some evidence of hope for their appeal, and they're trying to put a positive spin on it, Alex, but from what I've read of the ruling so far, there's nothing positive about it if you're Microsoft. The company's saying that having to unbundle software and share trade secrets is going to harm consumers, although it's hard to see their point how that's the case. Microsoft has said all along they'd rather settle. That's what they ultimately did here in the States with a similar antitrust action a few years back. Now, big cash settlements aren't a problem for a company like Microsoft, but it doesn't look like Europe is going to budge on that for now. Of course, Microsoft's competitors like Real Networks, which is one of the plaintiffs in the case, they're celebrating the ruling. They say this is going to be good for consumers, give them more options on the desktop.
How big is European business for Microsoft?
Well, Alex, Europe accounts for about a third of Microsoft's sales. That's about $37 billion in the last fiscal year. So, a lot. Also today, Alex, in the Marketplace newsroom, we've got a story about dollar stores and how business is anything but booming right now.
Thank you, Lisa. We'll listen for that. Lisa Napoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.